Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. A warm welcome and heartfelt gratitude greeted local veterans Dan Little and Bob Haldane as they returned home from participating in Honor Flight Mission 26, an unforgettable journey recognizing their service and sacrifice to the nation. The Honor Flight offered both men the chance to visit the memorials dedicated to their service in Washington, D.C., surrounded by fellow veterans and volunteers, the experience was about more than historic landmarks. It was an opportunity to share stories, remember fallen comrades, and recognize a lifetime of service, as well as receive a warm welcome home that may have never been received upon their arrival back home following their service. Family members, friends, and community supporters gathered to celebrate their return. American flags waved overhead as supporters lined up to welcome the veterans, creating an emotional moment that underscored the lasting bond between those who served and the communities they protected. For Little and Haldane, Honor Flight Mission 26 represented a meaning chapter in lives defined by commitment and sacrifice. Their returns serves as a reminder that honoring veterans is not confined to holidays or ceremonies. It is expressed through the simple acts of recognition, shared memories, and a willingness to say, "Welcome home," for a service that often came at great personal cost. Honor Flight Mission 26 may have lasted only a couple of days, but for Little and Haldane, and the people who welcomed them home, its impact will be remembered for years to come. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Raylee Nicole Jeffers. Ms. Jeffers faces a felony charge of unauthorized access to computers allegedly committed on or about November 6, 2025. This offense carries a potential penalties of up to 5 years in prison or a $10,000 fine. Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace represents the people, while Attorney Michael Morosky represents Ms. Jeffers. The court has scheduled a probable cause conference for July 2nd at 9:30 a.m., with a preliminary examination set for July 10th at 9 a.m. Bond was set at $3,500 with 10% already posted. A key condition to the bond prohibits Ms. Jeffers from accessing computers or the internet. The prosecution noted concerns that Ms. Jeffers was on probation in circuit court and bond in Tuscola County for a separate case at the time of the alleged computer offense. Ms. Jeffers is directed to meet with pretrial services to clarify bond conditions, particularly regarding online work schedule access. When we come back from this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Built to win, born from championship DNA, the Honda's 2026 CRF competition lineup is engineered to lead. Visit Elkton Motorsports of Elkton today to check them out. The CRF 250 and 450 models feature works spec upgrades like race-tuned suspension, wheels and exhaust. Or if the woods is more your game, Honda's 250 and 450 RXs deliver that same winning pedigree, tuned for cross-country with larger tanks, handguards, and specialized suspension. Whether you're grabbing hole shots, hammering single track, or chasing trailheads, this is your chance to dominate the dirt. Visit Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and see the 250 and 450 motorcycles that are built to win. For your safety, read the owner's manual and always wear a helmet and eye protection. Honda motorcycles are for riders 16 years and older.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, State Representative Greg Alexander is inviting residents across the 98th House District to attend a series of public office hours later this month. The Carsonville lawmaker will provide updates on legislative activity in Lansing and meet one-on-one with constituents to discuss local issues and answer questions. The first stop is scheduled for Friday, June 26th from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. at the Huron County Memorial Airport in Bad Axe, followed by a session from 11 a.m. until noon at Sandusky Airport. A third event will take place Monday, June 29th from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. at the Marlette Township Hall. Alexander says hearing directly from residents helps him better represent the needs and priorities of the communities he serves. The events are open to the public and no appointment is required. Those unable to attend can reach the representative's office by phone or email to share questions or concerns. When we come back from this public service announcement, we'll continue with more local news.
In the United States, a vehicle is stolen every 31 seconds, about as long as this message. Luckily, you can take a few easy steps to protect your car in the same amount of time. Remove your valuables, roll up your windows, don't leave your car running unattended, lock your doors, and take your keys or fob. If you have information about a crime, call the police. If you suspect insurance fraud, also call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will conduct a meeting of the whole at 8 a.m. on Monday, June 22nd, in the boardroom of the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to review the proposed final agreement for medical examiner services. And David Stevens, Community Corrections Coordinator, will explain the Community Corrections Grant that is available for 2027. The meeting can be attended virtually by phone or by going to the county's website at TusculaCounty.org and following the instructions there. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.